Welcome back here with Dave and Faisal on 770 CHQR and More Than Money. It's Fraud Prevention Week, my friend, and we want to do everything in our power to make sure that nobody's retirement is negatively affected by being the victim of a fraud.
Yeah, and we've had a reoccurring guest on our show talking about the different issues when it comes to fraud prevention, when it comes to the securities and getting investing in this world, some of the biggest problems, all those complaints and issues generally go rolling up to the Alberta Securities Commission. So we would, well, of course, have to bring our expert in for that.
Yeah, and we've got Hillary McMeekin back with us, Director of Communications and Investor Education with the Alberta Securities Commission. Hillary, welcome back to the show.
Thanks so much for having me. It's a pleasure to be here, as always.
Well, well, thank you for doing this because it is an important and an unfortunate, I guess, aspect of investing in that there can be some nefarious characters looking for ways to take money, defraud people of their money.
Yeah, and there's been a whole bunch of there's a big trend going on, Hillary. There's a trend on these do-it-yourself sites, invest for yourself, buy yourself, with yourself, and make a whole bunch of money. It's very easy to do, and we're finding out that not all of them are legit. And so why don't we kind of start there? What have you been hearing about these do-it-yourself investment sites, and what are some of the things that we should be looking out for?
That's a great question. And, you know, I think it's important that we talk about all of these kinds of investing, right? So there's traditional forms, and then, like you said, there's a growing number of people that are turning to do-it-yourself. And I think what I think alarms us the most is that quite often we turn to these things before we know ourselves, before we know what's important to us, what we're investing for, what are our goals, what's our time horizon, really understanding those things and taking those steps first before we start trying out apps and different things, because all apps, legitimate or not, have an element of risk, right? All investing has an element of risk, and that's not, it's not risk like casino risk. This is, you know, you have to really be, you have to make sure that what you are working to do, you're comfortable with the risks, the choices that you're making, right? How much money are you going to start with? How are you going to grow that? Now, for some of your older audiences, they've been doing this, right? They've had the support of a financial planner. They've had the support of advisors, which is a more traditional route. But, you know, their grandkids and their kids are now, they're looking at things and doing them themselves. And we're seeing not so much that it's not about the channel, because there's lots of legitimate channels. It's still about the investment opportunities being offered through those channels. And what we're seeing is people aren't always taking the time to do the research to make sure that the investment is legitimate, either that or it's right for them, right? So it's doing that research. Quite often we get into the hype, right? Like, let's do this, or we get pressured. Don't miss this chance. Get in now. And when we're younger, we follow that hype and we love it. And maybe we started paying attention to the chat rooms, right? Or the message boards where there's lots of chat, right? But it's chat. It's not legitimate research, right? It's not necessarily talking about the fundamentals of a company and how it's performing and what warrants investment. And so it's really doing that research that is so critical for any investor, but younger and older.
Yeah, Hillary, I think when you use the word research, that can mean so many things to different people. Yeah. And so I'll give you an example of what happened. One person said, Faisal, you should get on in this company. It's a very small company. It's gonna go to the moon, right? That's how they all start off that way. So I said, okay, tell me about the company. And I go, where'd you get your research to tell me this is going to go to the moon? And literally a link to a social media platform, which was another link to another social media platform, which is another link to another social media platform that said, this is a really good idea. Yeah. Research is, to some, an opinion that was given on a social media platform. Right. Yeah. And so that person said it, so it must be true. Let's put our money there. And that was very interesting. I'm more concerned about maybe the wrong word. I'm interested about how people find their research
and what they consider research.
And I'm going to say the old days was, I got a tip for you. I was getting my hair cut and the barber said,
correct.
I mean, like, how does your barber know that this company is going to go to the moon?
Yeah.
Like, where did they get? Well, they were told by somebody else.
Right.
And so social media just does it on a, on your phone versus going to the barber shop.
Right.
But it's interesting. That's how research is done. It's not, it's not proper research of the company or the investment or the risk tolerance and the risk itself. It's purely upon opinion. So, Hillary, is that, do you find when people are bringing complaints to the Alberta Securities Commission and they say, where do you get your information from? Is because social media is so easily accessible, is that what they're using as their research?
A number of times. I mean, it's that or it's high pressure sales or advertising, right? Like, ooh, get in now. But either one is that it, the individual, and again, we're not trying to be critical. All of us are trying to learn and trying to figure out how to do investing in the way that we're most comfortable with, right? But what we are seeing is that people aren't taking the steps to actually go to, like, you have social media on your phone, but you also have Google search, right? You can Google that company. You can look at their website. You can look at, you know, what activities they've done in the past, what disclosure they have on their website. What are they saying about their own prospects, right? Where are their risks? Those kinds of things. They're just as easily accessible, but we're not taking that step. We're instead trusting, like you said, the proverbial barber, which I love that analogy. It's so true. But now it's a chat room with a few different people all chatting about, oh, wouldn't it be cool? And yes, it would be. But again, like we've seen in examples in recent weeks, right? It's not based on fundamentals necessarily. And that's the information we need in order to make the right investing decisions.
I'm on this chat group with a bunch of friends that I play hockey with, and it's a hockey chat. So anything about hockey that goes on, NHL or not NHL, it is put on this chat line. And you'll notice when a cryptocurrency is moving up, all of a sudden the chatter starts happening. And literally you get, where do you buy it from? And then a link gets put on the chat. And then I always come back in because of what I do for a living saying, please stick to the rules of the chat line. This is only about hockey and do not give, you know, and please invest with proper research and so forth. And it's interesting how it's like sitting up at a dinner table and everybody's talking and you're just saying, hey, did you hear about this investment? You should get into it. And it's instant. There's no time wait. Like I literally from when that post was made in the chat line, Dave, to when the next person said, I just bought it was 3 minutes.
Right.
Wow.
3 minutes to go in and buy that investment purely because I trust my defenseman on my hockey team to protect my goalie. Right. That was enough of a reference to say, hey, I can buy that investment.
Well, I put out a piece recently on FOMO, and Hillary, you can speak to this, but you know, essentially what I said is the fear of missing out is never a reason to invest in anything, ever, anytime, anywhere.
Correct.
That's right.
That is never a reason. There's always another deal. Yeah. Hillary, listen, we're running out of time relatively quickly. So what I would like to do, maybe this is Fraud Prevention Month. I want to bring some awareness to that. I'd like you to speak to that. And any heads up that you want to provide our listeners to of whatever scam is happening and is hot right now.
Yeah, we got 30 seconds here, Hillary.
Okay, I'll boil it down, really be super fast. So, you know, honestly, Forex is what we're seeing an awful lot about. Foreign exchange or FX, it's all called the same thing. Our enforcement team is seeing a lot about it. It is high risk. It's high risk and it's highly complicated. So just because you see the advertisements, don't believe it necessarily. Again, do your research. We created an excuse bot to be able to have some fun and give you some fun excuses to use to say, hey, I'm taking some time to do my own research instead of jumping in really quickly. The last thing I'll say, Faisal, your example, that's affinity fraud. And it's not necessarily intentional, right? Our friends are just saying, hey, look at this cool thing. But that's what we see so often. And now it's turning more digital, right? But it's that instead of doing the research, we're just trusting what someone we know tells us. And then we're shocked if it doesn't go well. So just please take time is what I would say to any of your listeners or their family members or friends. Take the time to do the research. That's the most important message.
Hillary, thank you for that. We appreciate you bringing you that to us. Thanks for all the good work that you and your team are doing, and we'll keep in touch and keep people informed of the things they should be avoiding.
Thank you. Thanks for everything you do, both of you.
Been joined by Hillary McMeekin, who's the Director of Communications and Investor Education with the Alberta Securities Commission. We got to wrap this one, this segment up, buddy, but we got to talk about how to do it properly, right? Certainly, you got to avoid the pitfalls, and you have to do that in the public markets too. Like, you got to make decisions that are proper for you. Structure and discipline becomes important.
Structure, discipline, and a proper research strategy is what we're going to talk about on Tuesday, March 23rd, 7 p.m., live online. You need to register for this, so go to morethanmoneyradio.com. That's morethanmoneyradio.com to register.
Understand the value of what you own. That's a key precept. Okay, don't go away. Does your year-over-year performance look spectacular? Could that be misleading you, misleading and taking you down a bad path? Let's talk about that after the break. You're on 770 CHQR and More Than Money.